It's Tuesday, May 12th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A pastor and his family have been shot in northern Nigeria, according to World Magazine. Morningstar News reports that Pastor Famonyur, his wife, and two children were shot by Fulani Muslim militants in their home on May 5th. All four are recovering from their wounds. Pastor Famonyur is the director of a Christian high school called Messiah College in the Plateau State. In addition, a Christian Pakistani parliamentarian's house was shot up by four Muslim militants after he pressed for more merciful treatment of religious minorities in Pakistan, reports International Christian Concern. Khalil Tahir Sindhu's family have since moved to Canada, but he vows to stay working in the community. Illinois Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker announced last week that churches will be held to the same standards as festivals, schools, and large gatherings for reopening. According to the mandate, there will be no full services until Phase 5, when a vaccine is made widely available, which may take 12 to 18 months, reports the Washington Examiner. Listen to this exchange between a reporter and Governor Pritzker.
Can the governor provide more clarity to churches regarding holding services? Should they plan not to hold services larger than 50 people until their region has moved to Phase 5?
In Phase 3, there can be gatherings, church gatherings of 10 or fewer. In Phase 4, 50 or fewer. So that's the guidance that's been given to me. I'm not the one providing that guidance. It really is what the scientists and epidemiologists are recommending.
Also, Oregon Democratic Governor Kate Brown announced that large gatherings, more than 25, could not assemble until at least September, reports KGW. Alliance Defending Freedom has successfully intervened for churches in four states, gaining access to drive-in services in Mississippi, Tennessee, Kansas, and North Carolina. 500 California pastors have signed a declaration announcing that they will resume in-person services on May 31st. And attorneys for the National Center for Law and Policy have written an accompanying letter to California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, declaring the governor's orders unconstitutional. The letter is authored by attorney Robert Tyler, who is representing Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, Pastor Jim Doman of Church United, Pastor Jim Franklin of Cornerstone Church, and Pastor Tim Thompson of 412 Church, and hundreds of others. Governor Newsom has prioritized clothing stores, florists, and sporting goods stores over churches in the state. Psalm 137 is a lament for the church. By the waters of Babylon, there we sat down and wept when we remembered Zion. On the willows there, we hung up our lyres. For there our captors required of us songs and our tormentors mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? Since April 11th, the United Kingdom's three-day rolling average on the COVID death rate has dropped from 1,100 to 500. Meanwhile, since April 18th, America's rolling average on the COVID death rate has dropped from 3,500 to 1,800. Spain, Italy, and the United Kingdom produced a higher death rate per million than the United States, at a ratio of about 170 to 230% higher. Over 3 months, by some estimates, 286,330 people have died of the coronavirus worldwide. According to an article published by the Journal of Global Health, between 250,000 and 600,000 people die of the flu each year worldwide. Also, that compares with 56 million surgical abortions performed each year worldwide, not including the babies killed by the abortifacient forms of contraceptives. In the economic downturn, CNBC reports almost half of leisure and entertainment jobs were lost. Healthcare and education was the second largest losing category of jobs, followed by professional services, retail trade, and manufacturing. Wall Street 724 reports the hardest hit states to be Nevada, Hawaii, Louisiana, New Jersey, Kentucky, and Pennsylvania. The states most protected are South Dakota, Utah, Virginia, Maryland, Nebraska, Idaho, Iowa, and Colorado. On the international scene, Bloomberg reports that the UK economy is heading for the worst GDP drop since 1706. Fox Business announced that the Social Security Trust Fund will run dry by 2035, and a trustee's recent report looks at a 21% cut in benefits. And finally, as we reported yesterday, the bone cancer of Christian apologist Ravi Zacharias has now metastasized. He has been sent home from the hospital because, quote, no options for further treatment remain, end quote. Ravi's daughter, Sarah Davis, provided this update on rzim.org, quote, while we are full of so many emotions, we are also at peace, resting in the truth that God knows all and sees all and is sovereign and good. I think of the great joy my dad will have, and I am comforted, end quote. In the words of Philippians 1, verse 23, I am hard-pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better. You can send Ravi Zacharias a note of encouragement to let him know that you are praying for him at 3755 Manziel Road, Alpharetta, Georgia, 30022. For the correct spelling, visit our transcript at theworldview.com. If you've been impacted by Zacharias' ministry, please share that with him. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, May 12th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.